Thunder Bay, a principled man does not turn his principles on and off. He is principled whether or not someone is looking, the judge said in her reasons for sentencing a drug trafficker. Madam Justice H.M. Pierce of the Superior Court of Justice was explaining why she sent a 42-year-old resident of the Greater Toronto Area to prison for 3 years. She said Gregory Parker's decision to travel to Thunder Bay to sell drugs harmed the city in a variety of ways, and called it particularly disturbing that his friends and family saw him as a principled man and role model. Is that why you came to Thunder Bay with your 450 grams of cocaine? Because no one here would recognize you and your reputation would be intact? In April 2021, when he was 38, Parker and another Southern Ontario resident were arrested by Thunder Bay police after a search warrant was executed at a Trillium Court address. Police found almost $100,000 worth of various drugs and about $150,000 in cash in the residence. Parker was charged with possession for the purpose of trafficking and possession of property obtained by crime, and in January 2024 pleaded guilty to possession of cocaine for trafficking. Judge Pierce described the residence in which he was found as a veritable supermarket of drugs available for purchase, with a stun gun to defend the inventory, and said the variety of drugs and the amounts seized, as well as the cash on hand, point to trafficking on a commercial scale. That Mr. Parker was associated with this kind of enterprise is particularly shocking, given his professed remorse and value he places on pro-social behavior as a role model and as a mentor to young people in his community. The defense had argued that a shorter sentence would meet the objectives of denunciation and deterrence and would keep the man under the supervision of the court. It cited as mitigating factors his guilty plea, that he had no prior criminal record, that he has the support of his family and former partner, and that he is motivated to better himself and those he comes into contact with in his community. The defense also filed impressive letters of support for Parker, including reports from people who have worked with him in programming designed to mentor young people in high crime areas. He was described as an individual of impeccable character who's engaged actively in his community and has demonstrated integrity, a strong sense of responsibility and unwavering dedication to his family. The Crown sought a sentence emphasizing denunciation and deterrence, since his motivation for trafficking on a commercial scale was that he didn't feel he was earning enough at his existing job, and was looking for a quick profit. In its reasons for sentencing, the court also noted the Crown's position that Mr. Parker is not an addict, not a youthful or immature offender, and that he decided to come to Thunder Bay to place young people at risk. Judge Pierce observed that she had seen no victim impact statements from people who got addicted to cocaine from his supply of drugs, and no statements from families who have lost loved ones to an overdose, and yet I hear them. She also pointed to community-wide impacts of drug trafficking, such as in the emergency department of Thunder Bay Regional Health Sciences Center, which is strained on a daily basis by people seeking care because of their drug addiction. So, Mr. Parker, these are the consequences of your efforts to make a little extra money on the side. Your drug trafficking has increased the poverty and the misery of the people of this area from whose addiction you have sought to profit. Thunder Bay has become a high crime area because of people like you and because of the drug trafficking activities you've participated in. You are responsible for that. The judge added that he had been advantaged by a loving family, a supportive community, meaningful education, and sustaining employment. He is a leader. If we give our leaders a pass, what message does that send to like-minded individuals? She sentenced him to 42 months in the penitentiary but reduced that by 6 months with credit for strict bail conditions. Parker also received a 10-year weapons prohibition.